Welcome back to Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. Vikings GM Rick Spielman joins us right now to talk about Laquon Treadwell. Welcome in, Rick.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you guys get a pretty good receiver at pick number 23, right?
No, we were very excited about it. We spent a lot of time with him through this draft process, starting at the combine. Had him up here at our top 30. I also went down there and spent time with him down at the Ole Miss and at his pro day. So brings us a big physical receiver that has a large catching radius. He was, when you watch his 14 tape, and I went back and we went back and watched it as a group, we felt by far he was the top receiver coming out this year. Had that devastating injury in the Auburn game. Was a little slow to start out in the beginning of the season, but the more he got confident on that knee, or on his leg, you see in the old Laquon Treadwell towards the end of the year.
You know, Coach Zimmer has mentioned a lot about his ability to run block, and you mentioned coming back from an injury and still playing well. Do you think that speaks to a player's toughness?
I think it just tells you what type of competitor he is. Nothing's going to put this kid down, and even he is the most complete receiver with the ball not in his hand. And I know the most important thing is catching the ball and making plays in the passing game, which we feel there's no question he's going to be able to do for us. But also you try to look at these players and how many of them are competitive without the ball in their hand. And there's no question about what he does on plays that maybe he's not involved in.
Including as a run blocker, as you and Coach Zimmer have mentioned. When you have Adrian Peterson, I suppose it's important to be a good
Yeah, Adrian texted me and was very excited about it.
That's good.
That's one of the points I'm making is that he'll do the dirty work. He's not afraid to block. He's very competitive. And he's an extremely talented receiver, which is the most important part.
You guys have described him as a big-bodied wide receiver. Why is that good for a receiver?
I think just the catching radius and when they're in contested situations down the field versus the corners that they're going to face at this level, it gives you an opportunity to go up and make plays. And there's no question, you know, at over 6'2 and 220 pounds and his arm length and the size of his hands, that he can go up and make plays in contested situations.
Being a solid member of the community is something that's important to the Vikings and to the Wolf ownership group, and I know to you as well. And you cut your teeth in the league as a scout, talking to all sorts of people who know these prospects. What did you guys hear about Laquon, the person in this process?
Yeah, nothing but a first-class kid. Not only does he try to he shows that passion on the field on how he plays, but he approaches it the same way off the field. That he's a good kid and he's going to represent the Minnesota Vikings well.
I'm kind of uncomfortable interviewing you while the rest of the first round is going on because we know you like to trade back in there. So don't you have to get going?
No. It's harder when you're down that low. And yeah. No, your picks aren't as appealing. But I will say that we did have a lot of calls at our 23rd pick, and I think because of that little receiver run that happened back to back to back, that. Everybody was, I think, trying to come up to get our guy.
And that probably speaks to what kind of player you think Laquon can be. If you had that many calls and you do like to trade, but you stood pat and took your guy.
And just looking at how the draft was developing, and we just felt that he was too good a player to pass up, and we weren't going to trade out of that spot.
Some more work to do in this draft?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a busy day Friday, and then I love Saturday. Saturday, and hopefully we'll be able to move around a little bit, and I know we're going to pick up some good football players.
All right, lots of work left to do, but the Vikings are on the board with Laquon Treadwell at pick 23. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of the 2016 NFL Draft.